the pasuk say? Erech apayim. It says erech apayim aloshin rabim. But like said erech af, why doesn't it just say Hashem sometimes holds back his anger? What's the lashon of apayim? A double lashon. So Marian says erech apayim letzadikim v'lurshoyim. Sometimes Hashem holds back from paying the schar Torah to the tzaddikim, or rather give it to them in the olam haba, and sometimes Hashem holds back from the rishoyim not to give them the punishment on this world, in order to give them a bigger punishment in Gehenna. Tana Rabban went like this. It says, lo yiskol adam rishus rishus rabin. You're not supposed to throw stones from your rishus into rishus rabin. Rashi says, Lefanas Avon, you want to empty out, you have a pile of stones in your backyard, you're not supposed to empty them out into Rishus Rabim, doing an Israelite, you're not supposed to do it. And Maisa Biyodamech, what's happened? A story. A person, Shoyim Mesakim, Rishus Rishus Rabim, he was throwing stones out from his backyard into Rishus Rabim. Umotza Chosid, Echad, a Chosid found him. Omalai, the Chosid said to him, Reiko, like you empty head. Mifnei Ma'ata Mesakim, Rishus Shaino, Shelachor, the Rishus Shalacha. How come you're throwing from a Rishus that you do not own into a Rishus that you own? So it's a joke. He's throwing from his Rishus into Rishus Rabin. So he asked him back, how come you're throwing from a Rishus that doesn't belong to you to a Rishus that does belong to you? So Ligla Lalov, he started to laugh at the guy. But Liyomi, you know what happened in a few days? Liyomi Nitzvacha Limcha Sadeyu. He had to sell his field. The guy had to sell his field. He didn't own his field anymore. So where did he have to go? He had a walk in the Rishus Rabbim. And he himself fell on the stone that he himself threw into Rishus Rabbim last week. Omar, now he said to himself, the Chosid said to me, very good, that Lamaisa, my old Rishus doesn't belong to me anymore. Where do I have to go now with the Rishus Rabbim? So he was right. Why am I throwing from a Rishus that doesn't belong to you to a Rishus Rabbim that you're going to have to use? He said to him, "If Neimato Mesakim Rishus Shein Shalachor, Musaf Mir, our Rishus doesn't mean anything. Your house doesn't mean it's going to be yours. Maybe tomorrow won't be yours, but Rishus Shalachor, the streets, that's yours. The streets you're always going to. No matter what happens, you're always going to the streets. That's yours. Therefore, be careful not to ruin Rishus Rabin. You never know. Maybe that's where you'll end up in Rishus Rabin. Right? Zot the Mishnah. Ha Choyfe Bo Rishus Rabin." If somebody digs a bor b'shus rabim, if a shorach hamor falls into it, you chayiv. This is according to Rabba, it's very good. This goes according to everybody. This is a bor b'shus rabim, everybody holds Yodis chayiv. According to Rabbi Yosef, though, Nukhur would not be like Rabbi Kiva. Yes. He holds bor b'shus rabim is potter. Here it says, you dig a bor b'shus rabim, you chayiv. Echor achoyfe bor siyach umorah. Whether you dig a bore along a ditch, a siach, we'll see in the Gemara what a siach is, it's a little bit longer. Uketzar Rashi says, bore is ugly. A bore is a round ditch. Yeah. Siach, a siach is a rucha ketzar, it's long but narrow. Umorah, that's like a cave. Rashi Rubas, umorah means it's a square. Umachus, that's also covered up. Now, charitzin and itzin, whoever digs charitzin and itzin, Rashi says, charitzin and rechavim, they're very wide and square, like a cave. But they don't have a cover on top of it. But the opening is open. So whoever digs these type of things, again, chayiv. Now, in Cain, if so, lomo nema bor, why does the Torah only say bor? Any type of a ditch you chayiv for. So Mer says like this, ma bor sheyesh bo kadei lohom esas sarat tfochim, just like by a bor. If you dig it deep, 10 tfochim, then it's normal for an animal to fall in there and die. And if an animal falls in and dies, you take a chayiv. That's the lashon of ma bor. If it's deep 10 tefachim, then it's normal that an animal should die there in Yechayiv. Of course, any one of these type of canals or caves, if it's deep enough that it's normal for an animal to die there, and the animal falls in and dies, then Yechayiv. What about Toyev Chusim Yasar Tefachim? Let's say the ditch that you dug with Shus Rabim was a small one, less than 10 tefachim deep, less than 40 inches deep. Then the Maisi Yapota, it's not Kedarka, it's not called your bor, killed it, therefore Yapota. But if Yemhuzrak Boichai, if it just falls in and hurts himself, that's normal. For Nizokin, it's normal to get hurt, even though it's less than 10 tefachim. That's what Torah says, bor, it means it teaches this Indian, that Yoni Chai, if a Shora Chamor dies there, if it was normal for it to die there, if the bor was 10 tefachim deep, if it's not 10 tefachim deep, then Yapota. For Nisa, but Chai for Nizokin. Omar Rav says like this, famous machlokes, Omar Rav, Bor shechai v'olav Torah. When the Torah says if you dig a bor, whether it's for Shrab or Shriyachid, the bor that yechayiv, you know what yechayiv for? Lahavoloi. Yechayiv for the air. You made a certain amount of air in there, like dead air, that when the animal goes in there, dies because of the havol, because of the hevel, the dead air. Like you have 10 tefachim deep of air there, the air is what kills the animal. Rashi mishum diyavad le hevel le bor, v'le mishum chalechayiv because of the air that you made there. That's what Rav holds. Not because the animal hurt himself on the ground for the bang that it got, for the bang you put it. Why, Alma, what do you see, Rav holds? That you can't be chayiv just for the bang the animal got, because the animal got a bang, the b'shus harabim, it belongs to the city, it's not yours. You went and dug the ditch b'shus harabim, so if the animal hurt himself on the floor, the coming down, the compact, the bang on the floor hurt you, that's the b'shus harabim, it's not me, for that you put it. Why the Torah say chayiv? Because you caused that dead air to be there. That dead hevel, that's what did the damage, what killed him, that's why you chayiv. Shmuel amano, lahavolai v'kol shechem l'chavotai. Could be havolai kills also, but avad yichayiv v'chavotai. I, the entire me, could tell me a question, l'chavotai or matar of leil havolai? Maybe you only chayiv v'chavotai so, for the bang, since you caused the animal to come down, tumbling down, you're chayiv for that? Since so, how do you know to say yichayiv for the havolai, for the hevel? So teretzis, ha-tari, the Torah says, Eidus, al-habor, even for a bor, yichayiv, v'yafilu molei svukim shal tzemer, even though the boar is full of wool, it's full of sponges there, and the animal comes down and dies there. So you can't say he died because of the chavat. There's no chavat, there's no bang. It's a nice cushion of boar there. You can fall down and you don't bang yourself. Still, if an animal dies, then you're chayiv. Why you're chayiv? Helamai, because you caused that bad air that's there. An air of 10 tefachim deep, it stinks, it's bad, you can't breathe so good there. That killed the animal. So therefore, you're chayiv for that also. So the Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? My benayu. Ike benayu diyoved goyve brishus rabim. If you made a pile, a hill brishus rabim, then somebody bangs into the hill, are you chayiv or not? According to Rav, you'll be potter. Because if he bangs into the hill, what hurt him? Kark oilam. Public property hurt him. Not, I don't own the hill. It's public property. I'm potter. There's no hevel there. There's no air there that hurt him. But according to Shmuel, you'll be chayiv because the maaseh, it's your chavat. You chayiv for chavata. So the Rav agoyv v'lo mechayv. According to Rav, it's like a potter. L'Shmuel agoyv v'lo mechayv. No, you bichayv. You chayv for the chavat. Now, my time with the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? The Yom Makro, the pasuk says, "V'nofal ad sheyipo derech nefila." He has to fall derech nefila. Rashi says, "Ba'oimik mashma v'yaponiv." He has to fall deep and on his face. U'l'Shmuel. So therefore, if you fall that way, then it's the hevel that bothers you. But the other way, you don't have hevel, you be potter. Well, the Shmuel that says, no, Yechai, no matter how you felt, even for the bang, V'nofo, the Torah says, means cold or any type of a bang. Any type of a bang, Yechai, for. Mashma. Tanaim, we learn like this. In came, if so, the Mishnah says, Loma nema bor, what does the Torah say bor? Ma bor, sheesh bor, kutei lohomis, asar tzvokim. Av kol, sheesh bor, kutei lohomis, asar tzvokim. Anything that's 10 tzvokim deep, that's enough to kill it, Yechai. So, Bishleim, the Shmuel, that's the Shmuel that says, even Chai, for Chavat, for a hill, Af curl, after your goiva. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Af curl, what's the af curl? Anything? Even a mountain. If you make a hill there, b'shus harav, and an animal bangs into it and dies, you're chayif. Elo l'rav, af curl, asu yamai. What's the Mishnah, lost in the Mishnah, af curl, everything. There's nothing more to include. So there it is, lasu yacharitzen itzen. And again, it's long ditches. For the Gemara, charitzen itzen, magic, tani, it's unclear in the Mishnah. The Torah says, tani, vodim, aforish. It says that and then explains it. So therefore, according to Rav, there's no kasha, but according to Shmuel, it's good. Now the Gemara says, "Vahani kul d'ktoni lomeli." Why does the Mishnah have to say all these different cases? What's the chiddush in a bor, in a charitz, and in a? The Mishnah says, "Bor siach umara charitz and itzin." What do you need all these cases for? Verse Tzricha. The Tanya bor who just said bor have a mina bor asara of a bor 10 tefachim deep. Who the yisle havola? Then it has bad air that can kill it. Mishum the kot in a kricha, because it's small and round. Therefore, 10 tefachim deep causes bad air that yichay for heaven. Avos siach, but a little trench like the orach is a little bit longer. Ema be asara less be havola. Maybe even though it's 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have such bad air there because it's very long. Therefore, it teaches us now even a siach is also chayif for 10 tefachim. Now we turn it. Sigur just said siach. There, what does it have a mean of siach asaru? The yispei havola mishum the cotton, even though it's long but it's narrow. All right, turn over. Again, a siach, even though it's long, but lemais it's narrow. Since it's narrow, that's why it has beit hevel there, could die from the hevel. Avu moro, but a cave, the marbo that's squared, it's not so narrow. Ema be'asar less lehavola, maybe even with 10 tefachim deep, it wouldn't kill, it doesn't have beit air. Now, that's what I have to say, even a moro. Now, vi toni moro, Buddha just said a moro, have a mino, moro be'asaru, the yisbe havola, you know why, if you have a cave, that's 10 tefachim deep. That has been air to kill mishum de metalolo, because it's covered up. A cave is covered. It has a top on top of it. Ava charitzim le metalli, but charitzim which is squared without a roof on top of it. Ema biyasor les buhavola. Maybe even though it's 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have enough hevel to kill. That's the chiddush. No, still it's chayim. V'toni charitzim ava mina charitzim asor odi es biyavola mishum de lesbu revicha maleil tvei mitetoi. It's not made like wider on top and smaller on bottom. It's made straight, one dimensions on top and on bottom. Avu nitzin, but this type of a nitzin, you know what it is? The revichim alel on top, it's very wide. Tvei mitetoi, more than on the bottom. Since so, like it comes narrow towards the bottom. Same, I would have thought to say, biasar less vavola. Maybe even 10 tefachim deep doesn't have such a bit air there, since it's so wide on top. In all these cases, if it's 10 tefachim deep, it has bit hevel, which it could die because of the hevel. Tanam would learn like this. If the bore is less than 10 tefachim deep, but if you're mizik by chayiv. Now, no, for tefachim shorech hamor, omeis, potter. My time, what's the reason? La mishom the less bei chavota. Because there's not enough of chavat, there's not enough of a bang to kill it. So it's a riot to shmu, not like rav. Versus loy, could also be mishom less bei avola. Could be, no, if it's not 10 tefachim deep, the air is not so bad there. So it doesn't have air to kill it, that's why you put it. Mm-hmm. Why? It doesn't have any bad air yet. So Gemara thought the same one, either the air is bad to kill, or it's not bad even to hurt. So Gemara says, no, I'm going to tell you like this. It's not so bad to kill. But but the air is bad enough to hurt the lungs, it'll be damaged that much here. A Torah fell into an arisa deloi, into a ditch that they pull out water from. So the owner got scared and thought maybe his animal's going to die soon and become a treifa. So he chapped the rain fast and shocked the moray. That the moray shechted it fast before it could become a treifa while it's still alive. So lochar is Torah for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you should know you lost out, you're sure as a treifa it's possible. Why? Omer Rav Nachman, Ishokal moray the high turf. This owner of the ox would have taken, cover the kimcha, a barrel of wheat. Like a mushroom flower. The Yozo Torah of Midrash, he would have learned by the base of it. He would have known how to learn. He would have known the Mishnayis. In Chulin, he would have known the Locher is that when an animal has the Chavat, falls down, the Locher is, in Shosom, the Ace Lies Ksheira. If you wait 24 hours and the animal still lives, that's a riot. It's not called the treif, and it would have been kosher. Layasa de la Ture, you wouldn't have lost your ox then. Like, if you wouldn't have shechted it right away, but rather waited a day, it would have been okay to shove the common cover that's worth so many more barrels of flour. So, but now you went too fast, you lost out. That there is a chavat even less than 10 tefachim. Because hereby says the case was, he fell into a bore less than 10 tefachim. And still it has a suffix, maybe became a traitor there. You see, even less than 10, it's a shayla. It says, my time allowed me to less.